Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
And so you got to know this, women are not innocent. They're not special. They're none of that.
I heard that it's all the people that are always talking smack in the comments or whatever. It's never the beautiful or the rich people.
I don't like you, nigga. I don't like you. I don't like your kind. Your whole style is bitch made, nigga. And I don't fuck with you.
That's that white arrogance for you. No offense to my white watchers. I'm just having fun. I know it ain't all of you. And hopefully you have the discernment to know all of us blacks aren't like the ratchet ones.
Not a chance in hell, Brett.
But this is what I want to say about that statement. You might not want to shit on the commenters, the ones who aren't beautiful and rich, because that's 99% of them. So I don't know if I would shit on the non-beautiful, non-rich watchers, because if it wasn't for the non-beautiful and non-rich watchers, Kendra ass would still be somewhere on a fucking radio show making $50,000 to $100,000 a year instead of doing all this fronting and capping and flossing in Beverly Hills and shit. So careful, white man. Careful. Is that the white man trying to sabotage a black empire again?
Absolutely.
You don't find that suspicious? You don't find that suspicious?
So I know that I have gorgeous people that watch my show. Sometimes they don't call into the show. But when I got a guy, baby, the girls be, they don't call in for me. But when I got a Russell or a Zach or a Trey, or the ladies will call in. Okay, so I'm
you know what's her. Really funny? My mom actually sent me this.
Oh, really?
Well, that says a lot about your upbringing. If your mom told you to come on this ghetto ratchet show, that says a lot about what stock you come from.
You look naturally pretty.
Yeah.
Thank you. As do you.
Stop the cat.
Hi, my name's Bria.
Bria? Okay, hi, Bria. How old are you, Bria?
33.
Okay. 33 next month.
33 next month.
What does that make? What is that?
Gemini or
I'm a Cancer.
Dancer.
Good. Geminis are crazy.
Where are you at, Bria?
I'm in Georgia, in Atlanta.
Oh, in Atlanta. Hot Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta. Yes, sir.
All right.
Do you have any kids, Bria?
I do. I have three.
Three kids. What age range?
What's your kids' ages?
6, 4, and 1.
Like, what? What?
It's officially stepdaddy season. Yeah, what up? I got the car seat in the back. Let's go to the park.
We gonna find you a new man, girl. We gonna find your baby a stepdaddy. Chicks, they're boneheads. Literally. Everybody knows that.
6, 4, and 1. New baby.
But how many men?
2.
Why you not with the 1-year-old then?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask.
It just didn't work out.
Here we go! Here the fuck we go!
You have to be sick in the head to want to get back on the dating market with a 1-year-old. That's a black flag. It ain't a red flag, it's a black flag. No man in his right mind is going to step into that situation seriously. Why do these women think they got something coming on the dating market with a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 1-year-old?
I don't know why I did it, you know.
You don't have anything top tier, high value, nothing in that realm coming with 3 kids by 2 different men. This is the type of woman who just can't be single. She just can't be single. She got to be sucking a current dick.
It just didn't work out. I don't know if I love him. We've known each other since we were 11 years old, so I don't want to talk too much about him if I'm being honest, but it just didn't work out.
Just came in, known him since you were 11 years old, came in.
We have two babies together. Out. Yeah, we have our 2 boys together. And
don't forget, don't have your head cut off, girl, but they say you can't follow instructions.
So I think you know better, but you enjoy it. You like it. You like a little bit of the dysfunction. Low key, high key, you like it a little bit. I think you do.
You're probably right. I don't know.
You knew him since you were 11 years old. On top of that, having such a long, extensive history, you had 2 kids for him. How many more signs do you need from God that this is your soulmate? You know what I mean? They always talking about God fearing, God that, God this. Why won't y'all take the signs from God? And here's another question I have. Why do y'all think y'all can be so demonic and not get punished by God one day?
That's a good question.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. God don't like ugly. Why do y'all think that doesn't apply to women? Well, I know. The way that society set your mind up. Women are above reproach, above consequences.
Shit. Shit.
Ever been married?
No, I have not.
Okay. Not married. And then what do you do for work or living?
I'm an attorney.
Oh, hell no.
You're an attorney.
What kind? Yes. I do personal injury right now, but I've done criminal defense as well. I think I prefer criminal defense.
You chasing down those ambulances in Hot Atlanta?
Not at all. They come to me.
Okay, all right now. What, like the slip and fall kind or what?
About a few slip and fall cases, not too many. Mostly right. Accidents. Okay. Yeah, mostly car accidents because, you know, 285 is a hot mess.
Okay, so now you're an attorney. So the guy you're interested in has got to make a lot of money, I think.
At least as much as me.
Go lay your ass back down and come holler at me tomorrow when you sober. Because you high right now.
Well, we got there early. Well, what is that dollar amount?
About $115.
How much?
$115.
Woo! $115. Now, this is what the men were asked. Did both of your baby daddies each make $115?
Well, they're both welders, so they make about as much as I do. Yeah.
You say welders?
Yeah, they weld.
Yeah, those blue collar guys. Some of those okay. Blue collar guys make some real money.
I want you to shut the f*** up.
Any woman who do that little clock it, clock it, clock it is a bird brain and a dumbass bitch. She just exposed her maturity level right there. You know, doing that little clock it, clock it, clock it. I can't stand these catchphrases, these fucking hand gestures. Oh my gosh. This juvenile, goofy bullshit. Okay, both of her baby daddies were welders.
Isn't that a big coincidence? That's a co-winky dink.
Don't you find that a little suspicious? Did you fuck dudes from the same job or something, the same company? This is probably a shady one right here. I mean, you don't find that to be a weird co-winky dink? That both of her baby daddies just happened to be welders? Did they know each other before they knew you? Or what's going on? Did y'all grow up together? Is that the one big company in a small town or something? What's up? I don't know. 2% of welding jobs in Atlanta make between 28 and 30. So are we to assume that, you know, they're in the top 2% of welders in Atlanta? That's probably not an educated assumption. You know what I mean? So, but we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. We'll say they make $25 an hour. Last time I checked, that's not $115,000. I mean, they could be working overtime and stuff, but chances are they make average money. So I'm going to call you a liar, man. Clock that. But no, let's play your game, though. Let's just play your game. Even if they did make $115,000. So that's more reason you should have stayed with one of them. You reproduce life with them, and they make your salary requirement. So that's more fucking reason why you should have figured out something and made it work. But they think if they lie and say, oh, yeah, both of my baby daddies made it, so, yeah, I qualify for it. No. And both was probably some niggas who was trying to fuck you since high school. Y'all already had history. No top-tier man from somewhere else is signing up for this when you got 3 kids.
No, you're not fucked up, don't. No, don't. No, you're not fucked up.
So, we got that out the way. So, fellas, her baby daddies, they do make your money requirement.
Yeah.
So since her two baby daddies made that, now I'm going to holler at her. I wasn't going to do it before because it wouldn't have been fair for her to get me if they ain't make that. But now that I know they made that, I'm going to holler at her. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think at or above level. That's fair. That's fair.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Because she got a lifestyle. She got kids. She got a lifestyle. She needs somebody that
can. Yeah. What? You can ask for anything. I agree. We can ask for anything. Now we got to close the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, basically, so let me ask you this. If a man made less than 115, does he have a shot or keep it
moving? He does. I just, enough to at least carry the bills.
You just saying anything now, ho.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
So what is the minimum then? What would be the minimum you would consider?
Probably about 90.
Okay. So 90K at the door, anything less, don't reach out.
Yeah. Because then you start to wonder, like, if he goes out and buys some hobby gear, you start wondering, like, who bought them fishing poles? Is that my money you buying them fishing poles?
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But niggas spy out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
What does he look like? Physical attributes.
I mean, I don't really have a, I don't know if I want to say I have a type necessarily, and I don't find too many people unattractive.
That is bullshit.
So physical attributes don't really matter. Short, tall. I don't
you don't
care too much about physical.
Doesn't care about height.
Yeah.
We don't hear that a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 5 feet tall, so I can't really.
Oh, you shout out. Yeah. You got, you're blessed. A 5'5" guy is taller than
right,
you.
Exactly.
You don't care about height. That's good to know. Okay. And then what about like complexion?
Does that matter to you? Okay.
No, don't matter.
Any other requirements before we go to your deal breakers?
Requirements that I think it's more character things necessarily. You can't be like intimidated by a woman who has an opinion.
I don't want to hear that.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
She has an opinion, fellas, and you got to be open to put up with her opinion and her trying to break your balls all the time and argue you down about every little disagreement. She is a lawyer after all. You down for that, fellas? That's what every man is looking for. I want a bitch who's going to argue with me about everything and give me pushback on everything I have to say and act like she know better than me, even though I'm supposed to be the leader. These chicks are so lost, man. They have no idea what men like and what men are looking for in a woman. Or maybe they just don't care.
I would like to have somebody who would be able to lead me, you know, so I can't be following somebody blindly. Or someone that doesn't know where they're going.
Yeah.
She's not going to let you lead. That's basically what she's saying. You can lead as long as I approve how you're leading. Well, that's not letting them lead, goofball. That's not letting them lead. If you can lead yourself so well, just keep leading yourself and your three children. Just ride out into the sunset with your three kids. And your two baby daddies that you still going to be involved with in some way for the rest of your life. Ride off in the sunset.
If he comes, if he has anything to say, he better come with his case prepared before he brings it to you.
Yes, I would hope so. No, please don't come unprepared. All
right.
Why are you always such a nasty bitch?
I see they say they like your real hair, girl.
The Kendrick queen. Yeah. Woo! I don't even
got the rest in my face.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We're gonna break guidelines here.
I'm sorry.
But nobody want to see that.
But now you got them three kids, girl. Yeah. Okay. They was like, I'm putting a baby in you.
5 foot tall and got some curves. Okay, all right.
When was your last relationship?
When, you said?
Yes, when was your last relationship?
3 months ago.
Was that was your baby daddy?
Yes.
So was that over for sure? Could y'all reconcile it anyway?
This is the second time we've broken up, so. Yeah.
Biggest disconnect. Like, why can't y'all work it out? Y'all have two kids together.
Main things of what we want in life and how we want, how he wants his wife, how I want my husband, they just don't align and we are just not equally yoked. And that's just a conclusion we had to come to.
I'm going
to
say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
Because here's the deal, you attractive. So I'm going to give it to you. This is what men tell me they like. They like naturally beauty. Like, you got a pretty face, your real hair. I don't think you got no makeup on. So you, I think you're going to fit a lot of the guy's attraction requirements. But as I stay here for 5 years, I think the biggest concern is they're going to want to know for sure that baby daddy door is shut, or he might come over one late night and y'all might have a drink. And then, you know, I mean, I already got two kids together.
He don't come over any late nights. So there's
that. He don't come over no late nights?
There are boundaries. I will say this. I'm not trying to get into anything serious right now. So that's a conversation I'm open to having. I'm not looking for a boyfriend. I'm not looking to turn around and get married. I'm not really looking for that right now.
How? Hold on, bro. How? How you? I'm saying, how, like, talk to me, bro.
Oh. Okay, interesting. You got a one-year-old child and you looking to what? Just get fucked? Casual dates? That's disgusting. That makes everything we heard so far 10 times worse. You're not even looking for anything serious. You just looking to go out here and get pumped and dumped with a one-year-old?
What's wrong with you?
I get angry just thinking about it makes me mad.
What's wrong with y'all women? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
You're everything that's wrong with dating in society today. You're everything that's wrong with women. You're the reason why men don't want to get involved with women anymore.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street. Have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.